Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. I want to invite you to join us next week as we celebrate Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Week, April 18th through 23rd. We'll be celebrating across Iowa on campus and in Iowa's 100 county extension offices, and we'll be focusing on thanking the volunteers who contribute their time to extension efforts across the state. Extension volunteers are our partners to create a strong Iowa. Because of their support, our educational opportunities for Iowans continue to grow. Statewide, there are more than 7,000 volunteers that contribute their time to extension programs. In Cass County, we have a strong group of volunteers with our 4-H Youth Development Program, whether that's leading clubs, helping grow our countywide program, or helping conduct activities at fair and in workshops throughout the year. We also have a very large group of Master Gardener volunteers in Cass County that help share their time and expertise as volunteers in our community gardens, community beautification programs, and food donation efforts. And of course, we have our 9 elected County Extension Council members who help run our extension programs throughout the year. Those are just a few of the many volunteers that keep our extension program going across Iowa and, of course, right here in Cass County. We invite you to join us by celebrating Extension and Outreach next week and every week. Be sure and stop by our office for some fun activities throughout the week. You can follow our social media page if you are interested in taking part in some fun trivia, and we'll be giving prizes away through that as well. Every year, Extension and Outreach Week celebrates the fact that ISU Extension is part of the Federal Cooperative Extension Service, which is a network of more than 100 land-grant institutions, including Iowa State University and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Working together, we serve communities and counties across the United States every day. Join us in celebrating Extension Week, April 18th through 23rd. Also want to share an article as we get into the growing season from our recent Acreage Living newsletter. Those interested in growing fruit and vegetables may wish to take advantage of the early part of the spring growing season, but you must take care to avoid potential damage from frost. Ajay Nair is an associate professor of horticulture and an extension vegetable production specialist with ISU Extension. And in the Acreage Living newsletter, he shares some different options that producers may have to manage frost damage. Frost damage occurs when temperatures briefly dip below freezing. The water within plant tissues may or may not actually freeze. A frost becomes a freeze event when ice forms between the cell walls of the plant tissue, and that can frost kill or damage plants. Commercial growers can often rely on passive or heated high tunnels, greenhouses, hoop houses, or cold frames to prevent frost damage. A lower cost option is to use floating grow covers, and many of these are available on the smaller level for home gardeners as well. There are also some crops that are tolerant to light frost, while others are very susceptible and should not be planted while there is still a danger of frost. Most of the fruits and vegetable crops that most people are familiar with are frost susceptible. A few frost tolerant plants that you could plant early include beets, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, celeriac, celery, chard, onion plants, parsnips, and radish. Some of our favorites that may be not so frost tolerant include cucumbers, beans, eggplants, melons, peppers, pumpkins, squash, sweet corn, sweet potato, tomatoes, and watermelon. Again, some of these later ones are warm season vegetables and could be grown indoors or started indoors right now and then transplanted outside starting in mid-May. The safest option to transplant and grow outdoors without any protection is to wait until after the last frost date, which is usually around the middle of May here in southern Iowa. The date does vary by year, but that is your safest option if you want to make sure and avoid that frost damage. Again, that information is from our Acreage Living newsletter. If you would like to learn more, you can visit the Small Farm Sustainability page from ISU Extension and Outreach. I do want to remind folks that the Cass County Extension office is closed today, Wednesday the 13th, for staff development. We will also be closed this Friday the 15th for the holiday weekend. We will be having a last chance pesticide reshow on Thursday, the 14th. If you have not yet done your private pesticide training, give us a call Thursday morning and we can get you on the schedule for our 1 p.m. video showing. That is the last chance that you will have to do your private pesticide training here in Cass County for the current year. For more information on upcoming events and to take part in our Extension Week festivities, you're welcome to follow us on our social media channels. Check out the Cass County Extension website. We also invite you to stop by the office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.